The true university dwells in individual minds. The true university dwells in individual minds. What is the university? The university is where we think and where we plan, where we dwell in our individual minds with all of the uniqueness that we are, with all of the creativity that we are, with all the imagination that we are. Why is it that some individuals are able to do more genius things than others? Why is it that some individuals are aspiring to a higher awareness of what their genius is and what their magic is? That's just part of the game. Because in each individual mind dwells the university. And the university is that think center, that you might call it a think tank. It's the area in which the individual stops and listens to its own individual self. You can watch all the magical shows you want and all the beautiful shows you want of cartoons and stuff. And what is it they're always saying to the individual? They're always saying to the individual, listen within. Listen to that greater self within you that has all the answers. Listen to that self in you that knows what you want to do, what you want to be, who you are. Listen, in other words, to the university within yourself. Listen to the university, this universal understanding, this universal revelation of the divine that's in you, and it's in every individual, uniquely, wonderfully, magically. Now, why is it that everyone's not doing exactly the same thing at the same time? Because we all have the capacity to be universal inside of ourselves. And we all have that capacity to be the allness if we choose to, but most of us will just go the smaller route. Most of us are satisfied in doing the simple things. Most of us are satisfied in things that do not titillate our mind, that do not cause us to think and to dream and to imagine into our wildest dream. And we want to take it easy, relax, lay back, and that's perfectly okay. Because there's an immortality in which we live. There's no time that we must do anything except to be ourselves at all times and have fun. And when we are ourselves at all times and have fun, then what happens to us? What happens to us when at all times we are being ourselves and having fun? Well, at all times we are listening to that universal information source, that universal think tank within us that doesn't drive us, but it inspires us to be thinking on areas that we never had thought that we thought before. Now, all knowledge, all wisdom, all understanding already dwells within the universe. It already exists. It already is in the universal mind, in the university mind. And it's already there, and it's already available to each one of us. Now, we each take it according to our interest, according to our desire, according to our enthusiasm, according to our imagination, according to our think tank thinking. Now, what do you think about when you are alone, when you are dreaming your dreams, when you're visioning how the world could be in your thought? What are you thinking about? Well, each one of us thinks universally. Each one of us thinks individually. Each one of us is an individual mind coming forth out of the universal with whatever it is that causes us to be interested, that causes us to think, that causes us to dream, that causes us to wonder. The true university dwells in individual minds. The true think tank dwells in individual minds. The true source of all wisdom, knowledge, and genius of anything at all throughout the cosmos, throughout the infinite of infinites, already dwells and exists in our individual minds. And we have in our individual minds the opportunity, the genius to call forth whatever we would like to call forth. Now, what would you like to call forth out of your universal mind? What would you like to call forth out of you, your magical inner consciousness, your think tank? If you were to be hired by some great firm and they said to you, all right, now, I want you to spend 4 hours every day in your office privately thinking of whatever you want to think about, whatever you want to go to your mind, whatever imagination bubbles forth in your thinking. And I want you to think on that and think about it wonderfully and beautifully. Think about it as wonderfully and beautifully as you can. And as you think about it, you're going to come with a lot of uniqueness to it. And no two people are thinking the same way at the same time. Not because the same thoughts don't exist in everybody, but because each one of us has different motivational ideas within us that cause us to think about certain things. Now, when I say to you, let's go swimming, what is your thought? You say, let's go to the ocean, let's go to the lake, let's go to the river, let's go to the swimming pool, let's go wherever. And you're thinking of all these possibilities. Now, none of them are wrong. Everyone is right, and none of them have to be hewed to in any way. You could go to anyone that you want and enjoy anyone that you want, and you're perfectly at liberty to do that. So when the boss says, okay, now I want you to spend 4 hours every day in your think tank, and the boss knows that maybe for a week or a month, you're going to be going into your private office and you're going to be sitting on your couch. You'll fall asleep, maybe. You'll do nothing. Maybe you'll think, oh, what am I going to think about? What am I going to do that's creative, that's imaginative? And you don't come up with anything. Then all of a sudden, you come up with a new type of rubber. You come up with a new type of chemical. You come up with a new type of thought. Or you come up with a light bulb. How about that? Now, somebody's coming up with it. Now, the two people that came up with the light bulb virtually at the same time went through many different sources of searching for the details on the light bulb. And they found these sources in their mind, and they tried them out, they looked at them, and they accepted or rejected. And even when they came up with their finished light bulb, each one of them was quite different. Very similar, but quite different. You see, the true university, the true think tank, dwells in individual minds. It's not in collective groups. Collective groups are okay too, because they sort of inspire different selves to think in different ways. But it's a universal thing, and it is unique in so beautifully way. It is unique in such a glorious way, because it is an individual's understanding, an individual's awareness, an individual's appreciation, and the true university, true think tank, dwells in the individual mind. Now, what is it you would think about if you were told to go into your office and just think on a think tank? At first, you might watch television. At first, you might do it. But no, there's no television. You're supposed to listen within yourself to draw upon whatever the source is that you're going to have for your uniqueness. And there's no records, there's no music, there's no outer symbol of any kind. You're going to be listening to the inner symbol of the inner man, of the inner you. And as you listen to your inner think tank, you're going to find that you're inspired in ways that you would never be inspired if you were to listen to others. Others have their unique way of looking at life and looking at how things could be and should be and might be, but you are unique. You are magic. You are the wonder of the universe. You are the uniqueness of the universe, and how grand that is. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to accept the fact that the true university, the true think tank of your university, of yourself, the true think tank in you dwells in individual minds? And so go into your personal think tank and say today, I know that I know that I know, and let the divine in you reveal some magical idea to you today that inspires yourself and all the world about you. Have a glorious day and enjoy all the time you spend in your think tank. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.